This can lead to inconsistent results and a lack of transparency. Burden of proof, the beyond a reasonable doubt standard placed on the prosecution is exceptionally high, but critics argue it's often insurmountable, even when the error seems relatively minor. Undermines constitutional rights. Critics contend that by allowing convictions to stand despite constitutional errors, the standard undermines the importance of these rights. Focus on evidence, not process. The standard often focuses primarily on the strength of the evidence, rather than the integrity of the trial process. This can lead to a devaluation of procedural safeguards. Limitations. Difficulty in assessing prejudice. Determining the precise impact of an error on the jury is inherently challenging. Factors such as the cumulative effect of multiple errors, the nature of the evidence, and the jury's composition can complicate the analysis. Over-reliance on appellate review. The Chapman standard places a heavy burden on appellate courts to correct errors made at the trial level. This can lead to delays in the justice system and increased caseloads for appellate judges. Ineffective deterrent. Some argue that the Chapman standard provides insufficient deterrence for prosecutorial misconduct or trial court errors, as there's a chance the error will be deemed harmless. Despite these criticisms, the Chapman standard remains a cornerstone of appellate review in criminal cases. However, ongoing debates and potential reforms highlight the need for a careful balance between protecting defendants' rights and ensuring efficient administration of justice. Potential reforms and alternatives to the Chapman standard. The Chapman harmless error standard, while serving a crucial purpose, has faced substantial criticism. Several reforms and alternative approaches have been proposed to address its limitations. Potential reforms to the Chapman standard. Lowering the burden of proof, reducing the prosecution's burden from beyond a reasonable doubt to a less stringent standard, such as clear and convincing evidence or preponderance of the evidence, could make it easier to reverse wrongful convictions. Presumption of prejudice, creating a presumption that constitutional errors are prejudicial, shifting the burden to the prosecution to prove harmlessness in all cases, could strengthen defendant protections. Structural error doctrine expansion, expanding the category of structural errors, errors so fundamental that they automatically require reversal, to include more types of constitutional violations would bypass the harmless error.